Are we on? Are we on? Praise the Lord. Good. What an amazing testimonies. Right. One of the most important lessons Jesus taught his disciples, and for that matter, ourselves, is dependency, total dependency on God. He did not just teach them, but Jesus literally lived this lesson. The book of Luke accounts that Jesus would actually withdraw and then go to a deserted place and spend time in prayer. And this is how he demonstrated absolute dependency on God to his disciples before he left. I've got a beautiful picture to show you here. Oh, gosh. This is Benjamin, my son. He's such a calm boy and so quiet. Nobody knows him in the church. Why are you laughing? Because I'm the present father in his life, I've had the opportunity to know this boy better than any of you. Apart from my wife, of course. My son is now 16 months old. But in his mind, he thinks he's 16 years old. One may ask, how could you tell what is in his mind? I only know this by his behaviors that he shows, even when people are not around. To a point where he would wrestle me for the Hoover when I'm cleaning the house, and even the mops. I can do this. Give it to me for me to clean the house. So that's how he demonstrates why. Now, the picture back. He demonstrates that he is 16 years old. Now, in this cute picture here, a great family of ours hosted us for a dinner. And a delicious meal was served to each of us. Benjamin was also served with his own cutlery. Inasmuch as the boy thinks he could feed himself, I did not want him to make mess for the kind couple to clean after us. So I decided, hey son, I'm going to feed you. But of course, he wouldn't have it. So I then handed back the cutlery to him for him to feed himself. But when I handed him back the cutlery, he would scoop more food onto the table and almost onto the beautiful carpet than to scoop to his mouth. So I decided, okay, now daddy is going to put his foot down. I'm going to feed you whether you like it or not, but not without a fight. Now, important lesson came through there. When my son finally agreed for me to feed him, he had his fill. Would you put the next slide? He had his fill. And mercy feeding was avoided. 2026, and as the title states, total dependence on God. If we will set time apart to actually have a regular communion with the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, our strength and our victory will come from there. And if we will relinquish direction of our lives to Jesus Christ, we will avoid messy lives. in 2026. And guess what? We will be satisfied. We may think we've got this all sorted. I can handle this. Brother, sister, it's a lie. And it's a deception for us to think we can. We need to depend completely on God. For us to be successful in our work, life, family, and church as followers of Christ in 2026, I speak as a prophet. We need to depend totally on God through a rhythm of communion with the Lord, seeking His face, guidance, and direction in every aspect of our lives. Matthew said a profound, Jesus made a profound statement there. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways in 2026, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. May the Lord bless you.
In a moment, not going to invite the band up yet, but just in a moment we're going to sing a last song. But while Paul was speaking, just remind me something that God laid on my heart this morning. Not going to preach, just going to read two verses. And if this applies to you, then I'm going to invite you to stand and we will pray. So it's on response to what Paul was sharing about committing everything to God. In James it says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. It says, why? You do not know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do that. Don't be arrogant. And I just thought this morning that you might be thinking, Lord, there's something I've got in mind this year. I'm not too sure. I mean, Janae was great sharing a test. Sometimes we just got to push through and take steps. But there's sometimes we say, God, I've got this in mind. If this is your, I want to know your will. I want to follow your will. And I want to go with you. Moses says, God, I don't want to go if your presence doesn't go with me. And sometimes we come up with things that it's right to step out in, but there's times when we need to say, God, what is your will concerning this? But let's close our eyes and pray. But it might be a difficult thing to do. I'm not going to invite people to come to the front. But if you this morning say, God, at the start of this year, I want to do your will. I've got something in mind, but I want to do your will. Why don't you stand to your feet and bring this to the Lord this morning, a way of bringing it to the Lord this morning, saying, God, I bring this to you. Might not seem a big thing to other people, but it's a big thing to you. And there's times when things that we look to step forward in or think about, and it's a big thing, sometimes it's a small thing, but it's really good when we have a sense that we're going according to God's will and God's leading. So if there's something particularly in mind, might be the Holy Spirit prompting you not to kind of, not necessarily it's the wrong thing, but it is good to say, God, I just lay this before you, give you the permission to give it or to take away, but I present this to you this morning. Lord, we do thank you that you've got great plans for us, Lord, and sometimes it is kind of you with us through some stormy waters. And stormy waters are a part of life, Lord, and it's better going with you than without you. And Lord, we thank you. We don't be hesitant either with things that you want us to press forward on and to respond to your leading and pushing us forward. But Lord, we are saying this morning specifically, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Lord, where our will crosses your will, Lord, we want to choose your will. And Lord, this particular situation that each individual has stood regarding a brother or sister, Lord, they're saying, let your will be done. I pray, Lord, we pray that you'd bring a great sense of peace regarding your will. A great sense of yielding to you, Lord, regarding your will. A great sense of security, Lord, regarding your will. And Father, I pray that you'd release trust within our hearts. Trust within our hearts, Lord God, that even if it's a path that we have not chosen, we trust you. And Lord, if it's a path that you have chosen, Lord, we want to go with all of our confidence and trust in you. But Lord, we pray that the peace of God will pass all understanding and will guard our hearts and lives. Give us the courage, Lord, to step forward in your will. In Jesus' name, amen.